So what I wanted to do, Be'ez Hashem, as we're finishing at least this part of Hilchos Tefillah we went through this year, to all the different Yonim of Kaddish and Shachris and Mincha and Marav and all that, and just to end this year before we go next week to Tisha B'Av, is regarding the din of a minyan that fell apart. Meaning, the minyan there was a minyan that started with 10 people, and then people that went out. What do you do then? What do you do with your davening? Let's take the simple example. Person in the middle of Chazaz Shatz, you start Chazaz Shatz, you have 10 people in shul, in the middle, 3 people leave. Should you continue Chazaz Shatz or cannot continue Chazaz Shatz? And if you do continue Chazaz Shatz, you continue Kaddish. What exactly do you do? So we'll start over here, number one on the page, right here on the right, is the Rif. The Rif tells us, the Rif is quoting Yerushalmi. It says like this, Ein porsim al shma, pachad ma'asar. You cannot do shma, which means birkas kriyas shma and baruch hu, and including shmona esrei, less than 10. Hitchilu asara baruch hu lemiktasan. They start 10 and some left. The din is goyimer. Then you continue. You start, you finish. Ein oyim livnei teiva pachad ma'asar. That's chazal shatz. You don't start without 10. Hitchilu ba'asara baruch hu lemiktasan. You start and some left. Goyimer. And then you don't need any Nusis Kapay, you don't do the CS Kapay in the Koyani. Pochad Nasar. Hitchul Basar, but Olchim Iktasan, some left, Koyimir. Same thing with Navi. In other words, Yerushalmi says you started and they left, you finish. That's the rule number one. Whatever you start with 10, you continue, even when.
Everybody, come down.
Sorry, this is. That's my kids. So, even though you have a. You start with something, you continue it, even though there's no 10 right now. The Ran brings the Yerushalmi as well. And first of all, he says two things. Number two is, first of all, he says, Mistabra makes sense. Dafka minishtai ruruban. Meaning, dafka if you have a majority of the minyan. But if you don't have a majority, not. We'll get later in the Kivagir, he speaks what happens if you have 5. But you have to have at least 6. Then the Ran says, Laki posikul betaiti, he says, Lashrinon, says the we divided. We spoke about Poyrus Shema, which is Shema and Baruch Hu. And then we went to the other one, which is Shmoneh Esrei. Why we say two different things? It says, then we start the first Baruch Hu Shmoneh Esrei, and some left. So here the Ron gives us key. He says, yeah, what does it mean finishing? Finishing is not a blanket statement, you just finish. Finishing means if you start something, that specific thing that you start, you can finish. But if there's two items in davening, meaning let's say davening has Shema and Shmoneh Esrei, you did Shema with a minyan, you can't do Chazal Shatz without a minyan. Can't say, oh, I did Baruch Hu, there were 10 people over here, then 3 left. You start Shmoneh Esrei, you want to do Chazal Shatz, there's only 7. Can't do Chazal Shatz. The answer is not, says the Ram. You must have 10 to do Chazal Shatz. Each one stands on its own. So that's the second rule. You start, you finish. But you have to know that in davening itself, there's different topics, there's different subjects, different segments of davening. Each segment needs its own meaning. If you look at Shuvas HaRajva, the Rajva tells us, he also says the idea that he wants to say the Yitzhar is one big thing. And even Shmoneh Esrei is one thing. Just say the question. I can say the second part. He says, "Mi amrina afil itchilu be'avoyz garmi afil kadosh odim kadosh loy lemedelag naata kadosh." In other words, can you say gedusha? The Rashi asks, "Is gedusha part of Chazal Shatz?" Says the Rashi, "Yes, gedusha is part of Chazal Shatz." As he concludes, you start Chazal Shatz. People left. You continue gedusha even though there's no 10. Right? That's what the Rashi says. The Truman Sadesh over here is a little long, but it's kedai to see it. So we'll go through it. And Truth Deshit clarifies to us, again, these segments of davening. He says like this. He says, what about Kaddish? So he starts with, it says, Einu mein shatz kadosh shalom ad achas yu gdusha voysa kaddish shalom choyzer at fila shmoneh esrei. She'alim et iskabel. When you say Shema, when you say Kaddish, by the way, everybody can read this? When I'm the Truth Deshit? Is it big enough? Yeah? Okay. So you go till he says Tiskabel goes on Chazal Shatz. So Because you're saying Tiskabel Tvelso. I'm asking for the davening to be Miskabel. So he says, Tiskabel is the end of davening. Right? So, number one, he says, Kaddish is part of it. You ditch one answer. You start with the Shatz. The Chazan starts with the Shatz, and he's starting Baruch to Hashem. Three people leave the avenue. You're only seven right now. You finish one answer with the Dajjan, you say Kaddish as well. Because Kaddish Tiskabel goes on the Shmoneh Esrei. It's one big segment. Then he continues and says, Omnom Nireh, Shem Yitchilu B'Shachas Oma Kaddish, U Boruch Hu V'Yoytza B'Yud, started Boruch Hu, V'Aruch Hu B'Ktos V'Chem B'Arvis, Ein Lispar Shu Shmoneh Esrei V'Nei Atevo, V'Yishem Me'atzak Asher Kedush V'Kaddish. That's what we just said before. Kaddish and Shema and Shmoneh Esrei are two different segments. You don't put them together. Or he says about Abish with the Shabbos, the Kedusha v'Kaddish, the Kriya Shema v'Kaseh, the Kriya Shema v'Kaseh l'chud, v'Tfil l'chud, divided. Kriya Shema is one segment, and Davin is another segment. For the Shayach Kan Tchilu Goyim, that Tfil of the Kedusha Einor Gmar, Shel Kriya Shema v'Kaseh, the Tfilayin and Agres, the Kriya Shema, doesn't go together. The Hashka Mekam Amili, the Chamim Tfil of the Kriya Shema. Even though, so then he asked, what about Gula Tefillah? We know we have to put Kriya Shema together with Shema, with Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, he says you have to put it together. You have to attach Kriya Shema to Shmoneh Esrei, but it's two different segments of davening. That's what he says. And then he says also Kriya Shema. You start davening Shmoneh Esrei with Kriya Shema. Do you have to keep and 10 left? Do you say Kriya Shema? No, it says the Torah Sedeshin. Kriya Shema is a different segment. That's what it is. And that's what he says, the Kaddish really goes on the whole davening, even though when we do Kriya Satayra, he says, we do Kaddish Shalom only after Kriya Satayra. So the Chur, you see that the Kriya Satayra is in the middle. He says, no, it's a separate segment. I just wait with my Kaddish till after Kriya Satayra, so the Kaddish will go in it as well. But really, Kriya Satayra is a separate segment. So we have here some of the key rules. The rules are, if you start something with 10 and some left, you continue. But only continue that segment of davening, not another segment. Shema is one segment, Shmoneh Esrei is another segment, Kriya Satayra is another segment. By the way, just as a side point, this really fits with the Divrei Kabbalah. Kabbalah is brought down. We have different worlds, you have Olam Asiyah, Olam Yetzirah, different worlds. Korbanis is the lower world. Above that comes Pesukei Dezimra. That's the next world. Shema is world number 3, and then you get to the fourth world, the Olam Atzil, the highest world, is the Shmoneh Esrei. So it really fits. Shema and Shmoneh Esrei are two different worlds, two different segments. They're not the same thing. So if you start Shema with the Minyan, people left, you don't care to do Shmoneh Esrei. But if you start Shmoneh Esrei with the Minyan, as of now, we saw if you started the Chazos HaShatz, so then you can continue and finish the whole thing, as the Rashba says, and even go to the Kaddish, which is after the Davin. Now, the Da'ak Moshe brings another sheet. If you look at number 5, it says, "Umarash chodik at Shuvas Hadesh because at kol atfila miyistabach ad lachas lekdusha machshat tefila achas." If you mitchilu boruch ve'itzva sorry, he goyal kol. So Da'ak Moshe brings another sheet and it says, "No, the whole davening from miyistabach, the minute you started boruchu, so then the whole davening until the end of Kaddish is one big davening. You don't divide into segments." So Shuvas Hadesh tells us Shema is one thing, Shmoneh Esrei is another thing, Birkas Hatorah is another thing. Chris does another thing. We'll see later. Because Kayanim stands on its own. That's Torah Sedeshin. The Kamaji brings a sheet that argues. Maestro, we'll see that we pass on Torah Sedeshin. Every segment stands on its own. If you look at the Rambam, number 6, the Rambam at the top says, Chol ha'dvarim mitchilu b'hem ba'asor v'olcho mitzosom, av b'shem rishoyim yigmaru hashar. You start it, you can continue. He says here the word Al Bishen Rishayim, meaning the people are not supposed to leave. We'll see in the Shulchan Aruch a stronger language about that. Don't leave in the middle of a minyan. You're building the minyan. But if they left, you can finish where you started. So the Kesef Mishnah over here has a suffix. It says, what about Kriya Satayra? Kriya Satayra, every Aliyah has his own bracha. So do we consider every Aliyah to be its own segment, or it's one big thing? And he concludes and says, let's see the last few lines over here. Says, I feel the Kriyas Torah is one big thing. And this is, again, bringing up communion. You start Kriyas Torah. Say, Baruch, we have 10 people over here. And then something happens, 3 people leave. Can I continue Kriyas Torah? Can I do Baruch with 6 people? The answer is yes, you could do Baruch with 6 people. Because you continue Kriyas Torah, you do the whole thing as long as you start with a minion. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch says number 8. Took a Shulchan Aruch. Im itchilu loyim ha-kaddish ha-gedusha be'asara. V'yotsu miktsosom goyim rimoyso ha-kaddish o'oyso ha-gedusha she'itchil v'hu she'ishtar v'ruben. You start it, you finish, as long as you have a majority of a minion. Sub da'ga, and listen to this very strong language. U'mikol mokom aveiru u'lotzes. It's an aveiru to leave. It says in them, the oizve Hashem yichlu. Someone who leaves Hashem will be destroyed. I'm going to show Asarim what the Lord says. Says the Rambam, but if there's 10 people there, you can leave. So, meaning, if you have exactly a minion, someone leaves, it's a terrible thing to do for the person who's leaving. Hold on, Lachazar, what should we do to other people? But when you have a minion mitzumtzum, you have exactly a minion, especially today, these days, that we're very careful not to have to do a very big minyanim. When you start with 10, you must stay there until the end. The one who finishes up. The one who leaves has a din of Oizve Hashem Yichlu. But again, if someone did leave, we still continue that segment as long as we start with 10. And that's what the next seif says. Right? You finished all, you started Avos, you do Kedusha as well. That's the Raj what we mentioned before. Hago, Zoramo. So again, what we just learned. If you start the Yotzer, then Shva, you don't do Shvun Esri with a minion. You don't do Chazal Shatz. But if you started it, Chazal Shatz, you go until after Kaddish. That's again the Ramah just summarized. We start with Sedesh, you don't do Kriyas Torah. It's the same thing with Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, you have Shmoneh Esrei. This goes back to last week's year. Ma'ariv, you have Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. Sometimes you can do Shmoneh Esrei before Shema if you come too late. So the Shmoneh Esrei stands on its own, and the Shema, you start Shema with a minion, you don't do the Shmoneh with him, and you don't do Kaddish afterwards. Right? Now, the big question will be, what happens if you have, the Ramah referred to what? The Ramah referred to davening Chazal Shatz. He brought two subjects. You start Baruch Hu with 10, you can't do Chazal Shatz. You start Chazal Shatz with 10, you can finish Chazal Shatz even though you don't have 10. What happens if you daven Shmoneh Esrei Belachash? There's still a Shmoneh Esrei down with 10. And then people left before you started. So here the Mishnah Berurah says number 13. Lachash Yitchilu, Noka Da'ilish La'afuk Mamash Shubam Adar Kemoyshe Shoritza La'akel B'zeh. We're coming to exclude the Adar Kemoyshe that said the whole daven is one big thing. Aval Be'emet Levi Yaskam Asapoyzkim Hu Afilu Mitfilu Belachash Ha'akel Kemoyshe Shoritza La'akel B'zeh. Chazal Shatz, even though really connected to Shmoneh Esrei, still Shmoneh Esrei, you have to start Chazal Shatz with 10. So if you did still Shmoneh Esrei, the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, you have 10 people. And then in the middle, then people left, and the Chazal wants to start, you don't have 10 people, you do not start Chazal Shatz if you don't have 10 people present. You have 10 people present to leave, he continues Chazal Shatz, goes on till Kaddish. And as the Mefarshim would say, that you go to Kaddish is Kabel. So you also do the Chatzi Kaddish, which is between Tachnun and Ashri as well. It's all one big thing. You do that, and that's considered to be one segment. Now, says the Taz, look at number 9. He says, so we found, the Ramah told us. That, oh, very good. So because I want to get to that. Because it comes out, we'll see in the Shari Tshuva in a moment. The Birkas Kehanim, we have the difference if it's actual Birkas Kehanim, or only the locating of the Kavasin that we do. Meaning, if in Eretz Yisrael, as we have here, someone who is like to be in Eretz Yisrael, you do pick a scrawny every day. Yeah, you do the real thing, exactly. We're just, you know, faking over here in Chutzlar, we're not really doing the mitzvahs. You know, it's only a practice. It's a practice for us to get to Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, you do the real thing. So there, you do pick a scrawny. Pick a scrawny is also a separate segment. So if you have the start, Chazal Shatz was seven. With then, and then you three left, you will do Birkas Kohanim. You don't do Birkas Kohanim, but you do Lekeinu Lekeveseinu, meaning that mention of Birkas Kohanim that you could do, even if you don't have the ten. Now, regarding my rib over here, you know what, before we get to the Mayav, I want to, maybe we'll put the Mayav together in a second. Let's start, first of all, with the Shari Tshuva, number 12. Shari Tshuva over here brings a few halachas that we have. You know, the we'll start with the Bar Hativ. Always the Bar Hativ because of Shari Tshuva. So number 11, the Bar Hativ says, Kedusha v'kol tefillah shmoneh esrei. Right? In other words, you could do all chazal the shots if you start. V'akadish shalem shachareyo. You do the kadish after davening. Kavua ba'amo shachazeh. So he said, oh, this is what you may just mention. Because the Shirei Kriyas Tegdoilo, the Yerbat God can bracha d'lekeim b'chidu b'chom shas b'tayro. You mentioned Birkas Kohanim. The kol shitchid v'shmoneh esrei goyim rafika d'tinah ne'im noisim kapeh b'chom aso aynu davka nesiyus kapeh. That's how much the sugi we just spoke about. To do nesiyus kapeh, you don't do if you don't have ten. Aval tefillah s'lekeinu yoyimah mecha shitchid v'shmoneh esrei because l'kinu shar tefillah shmoneh esrei. That's what he says. Then the Shekhinah tells if it's chibah avos, you finish even Kedusha. So said the boy, "Hey, love down, kafil day long with kedusha. Kavan sheitchil itzpal kol ram, koyim af a kaddish shalom." So you finish the whole thing with the kaddish. That's what he said. And number 11, towards the end here, right? And he says, and he continues on. It says, "Elafilu amu kaddish uboruch ba'aso chul kaddish sheitchil because the yotzei b'shem atfilas shmoneh esrei." We learn that Shema is different than Shmoneh Esrei. So if I start, if they did boruch. Only Baruch Hu. And three people left, you continue doing it. Tzor, Avrabo. First, not enough community because you do it in Beyochid as well. But you continue to do everything you need to do until Shmoneh is accepted to be a minion. Now, the Shai Tshuva tells us over here in number 12, Ayin Ba'ayeti, V'shir Kesek Doilo, Chol Kim Yisfil She'einu Goyim El Gdusha V'chen Shal Bekas Amido. Ava Lo Yikad Shalim She'achatfil V'chen Mashu Lo Shoshuchan Aruch. So first of all, he brings a Mokhlegis. Do you say the Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei if you started Chazos HaShatz? Say the Kedusha Shatz, three people will leave there, still Kaddish. Says, some argue, Shekhinah is Mashal argue, Pahim B'Yusayis is Eskiv Shabbat Tzibur, V'Oyulam Nogu Karamo Amo Gnavram, but the meaning is not so. So again, you start a minion, you had 10. Three people left, you stay with 7. In Kedusha. You continue, you finish the entire Kedusha Shatz, you continue after, you say Tachnun, you say Chatzi Kaddish, you say Ashri V'Letzion, you say Kaddish Shalom. Even though you don't have a minion. That's how you guys what we paskin. As we say, that's the minion going.
How many do you need to be left?
Oh, so meanwhile we said you have to have 6. Right? That was the lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "V'hu shenishtai ruban." You need to have a majority. So you need to have at least 6. We'll get to it in a moment. We'll see the Kiva Eger that questions that. Now we have over here the What about mincha? So the Shai Tshuva Chesai Meraita because we Abba B'tfilas Haminich Vaya Yud Kishitchilu Ashrei V'yotzu Miktzosom. Look at this big chiddush. You said Ashrei. Ashrei Yishu Meisecho Delu Chaselo. You have 10 people. Few people leave. What do? Oimer Kaddish. The Ashrei Abba Kamoi Chiyuvo. Ashrei and Kaddish go together. Kosh Kosh Batur. Umezeru Bo The Kosh Kitzvias Arvis Vaya Asor B'Shol Shitchilu Yispar Tzvias Shrei Esav Lachash Shishlom Kaddishom Shechatfilo. Right? So we say over here the Kaddish belongs to their davening. So we said if you did Shachris, Chazaz Hashatz, Kaddish goes with it. Says the Shat Shuva in Mincha Ashri, the Kaddish goes with Ashri, not Chazaz Hashatz. So if you start Ashri with 7, you do Kaddish with 10, I mean, then you left with 7, you left with 6, you say Kaddish after Ashri, then you can do Shmoneh Esrei Bechidus, but then you don't do Chazaz Hashatz. The Kaddish after davening goes with the Shmoneh Esrei. So if you did Mincha, you do Kaddish after. You did Ma'ariv, you say Kaddish after. And then, but And but if you did the part before Shmoneh Esrei, Shema and Ma'ariv, Ashrei in Mincha, or Shema and Trachis, you don't say the Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei. That's the rules that we're getting over here. Now, the big question is like this. So let's say this. The Kibbeger starts with two things. Number one, he says, let's start with the second part, because this is the question Kari asked over here. He said, let's start in the second part of Kibbeger, number 15. What happens? You had 10, 5 left. So you don't have a majority. Can't continue. So, what happens? You had 10 people in the beginning, 5 left. So the chaz is going on. He's moving chazos shots. Says Shimon, stop. We have only 5. So he stops. Suddenly, Shmuel comes in. Now I have 6. What should I do? So he says, there wasn't 10. From the original 10, you have only 5. But I have 6 right now. Can I finish with that? So he says, okay, even more so. Let's say one came back. Let's say there were 10, 5 left, and 1 came back. Maybe the moment you had only 5, the meaning is fell apart. It's over. I'm not sure about that. Pashas. If a king is not sure about it, it means you have to stop Shmoneh Esrei. You can't continue. Unless you want to call it Tefillas Nedava, and the guy is just saying the Shmoneh Esrei out loud. But if you're sure, you can't do Kaddish. Because if you didn't have, you need to have 6 for sure. So that is regarding the number. You have to have 6. And what happens if 1 left, something in? That's a Sofak Kivagir. Not so clear what you do with that case. Now, the very interesting that comes out of here is regarding, and this is really a little bit, it's a good thing we're doing right after that we learned last week, the halachas of Ma'ariv. When you do Shmoneh Esrei in, as we saw now, you started Shtil Shmoneh Esrei on Shachris. You do the Quiet Shmoneh Esrei. You had 10 people. You finish Quiet Shmoneh Esrei, people have to rush to the train, and you're left with only 6 people. Can I do Chazot HaShatz? The answer is no. I can't do the shots. Can I do Kaddish after davening? No. It's over. The minute you left before Chazal Shatz, you can't do Kaddish. If you start Chazal Shatz, then you can finish Chazal Shatz and you can do also Kaddish. But if you didn't, you can't. What about Mincha? Same thing. You start Chazal Shatz, you can finish Chazal Shatz and you can finish Kaddish. What about Ma'ariv? So Ma'ariv, there's no Chazal Shatz. Do you say Kaddish afterwards? The answer is that we saw yes. We saw the Ma'ariv do it. That's what he said in the end of the Ramon, that, number 8. Tefillas Arvis, the Kaddish Achor, Loshen L'Kriya Shvo B'Kasel. Pamash, the Kaddish goes to Shmoneh Esrei. It goes together. So this is really what the Kivager asks over here. Kivager, he doesn't understand. He says, Mashma, in number 15, in the beginning, says, Mashma, the Galilean in the Kaddish, so she tchila tefillah b'kol ram. If you didn't start Chazal Shatz, ain't no more Kaddish, I don't say Kaddish. The Koshe asked the Kivager, why don't you say Kaddish for the Shtil Shmoneh Esrei? The Mai show it feels obvious because Ramah Chagat feels obvious because he says, Ramah says it doesn't go with Shwa. Mashri mitchila Shmoneh Esrei, or Mimachia Kaddish. The Kaddish Shachal Tfilo, the Mai Mitchil Shachis, ain't no Ken. So give me understand. Kaddish is we daven to Hashem through miskabel tefilosa. We daven Shmoneh Esrei melachash. You don't want to do chazos hashatz because you don't have 10. I don't do Kaddish. Why isn't the Kaddish going in the Shtil Shmoneh Esrei? The same way in Ma'ariv you say the Kaddish goes in the Shtil Shmoneh Esrei. Meaning when Kaddish is basically saying, say, okay, you want to say the Kaddish goes in the chazos hashatz as well, understood. But it goes also in the quiet Shmoneh Esrei. So why should I say Kaddish if I did only Quiet Shmoneh Esrei? That's what Kivager is asking. The Bir Halacha number 14 really brings this question, and he sends us to the Noi Debi Yudah. The Noi Debi Yudah is the number 16 over here. Says the Noi Debi Yudah, says he, if someone asked him this question, says the Rebbe, the Omnam Nira Lilichalik, I'll tell you the difference. The Bishakis of Mincha im Yotsu Koidim Shitchila Shatzil Shunesu Eloi Me'ani Mashiyu Bishas Tfilish Prezim Lachash. Shakis of Mincha, you don't have the Chazos of Shatz, you can't do Kaddish. The Tzikim of the Sa Bishatz at Chazos of Shatz, you have to have 10 to do Chazos of Shatz. Who yield with the Takonas Chachomim you, Shia Shatz Choyze Bishakis of Mincha. Chazal instituted that you have to do Chazos of Shatz. Or she have Chazos of Kobuchot Gilm Boros of Shoinus. It's what I should answer. Come on, get it wrong. You can go a Kaddish Shon Shachar, the Kaddish, it king of Tfilah Shatz, the loyal Tfilah Salachash. Meaning, now the Chazal instituted to do Chazos HaShatz, so now the Kaddish afterwards goes on Chazos HaShatz. V'im yotzu kodish yitchil HaShatz av shahe bit chadash, en yorme Kaddish. V'im ken armov o gravon de noktu yitchil b'kol ram, davka noktu, he said davka, v'il v'armov mait yitchil HaShachis kodish yavor dvorav. V'lachen noktu yitchil kram, you have to do Chazos HaShatz in order to do Kaddish. That's what he says. Let's give now a few lines. Aval be'arvis, we spoke about ma'ariv, the lake of Chazos HaShatz klal, you don't have Chazos HaShatz at all. Akor et takon eloi makadish sholem ha'isol tefilah shvuneser b'lachash. Kumen shvuch ba'levush. And then it's afterwards, that's your kadish goes to shvuneser, that's what it is, you do this kabel. V'tu ein la'arich b'zeh, and he concludes the tshuva of his sholem ha'isol. I mean, peace, he came with the answer. So I mean, the Yud is telling us this idea that there's a difference between shakis and mincha and mine. This shir really comes to give us, to define to us how the davening, how the segments of davening are divided, and the difference between shakis, mincha, and ma'ariv. Shakis and mincha that we have, chazos hashatz, that becomes the tefillah, the ikar tefillah. So mimeile, you have kaddish on that. Ma'ariv that you don't have chazos hashatz, then kaddish, you don't have kaddish on that. Then kaddish, then you don't have chazos hashatz, because the kaddish, this kabel, goes on this quiet shmoneh esrei. So that's why in Ma'ariv, when you do quiet shmoneh esrei ba'asara, you do kaddish as well. Shachas and Mincha need to do the big shmoneh esrei. This really fits with the Inyan and Kabbalah, because we know in Kabbalah that the Ikar Tefillah gets to its fruition, gets to its goal, only in Chazos HaShatz. So you mainly, that's what the Nedim is telling us. You should know that the Chazos HaShatz is what is the Ikar Tefillah, Kaddish Kabbalah goes in that. In my Riv, you don't go to the Shat, because Kaddish Kabbalah goes on the quiet shmoneh esrei.
But my Riv, when you say Baruch Hu, let's say, with that minion, then the minion walks out. So the Kaddish before shmoneh esrei?
You say it. You say the Kaddish before shmoneh esrei. So that really comes out. So let's summarize the segments that we have in davening. We start in my Riv, we'll start with my Riv. My Riv, you have, like I said, Baruch Hu Ba'asorah, you continue the whole Kriya Shema with the Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, between the Shema and shmoneh esrei. Shmoneh esrei, the Kaddish Tiskabel is the second segment. So you start Shmoneh esrei Ba'asorah, you do Kaddish Tiskabel even though you don't have 10. What about, by the way, just point out, what about the Kaddish after Aleinu? That all the priests can say no. Because Kaddish after Aleinu, really, we learned it earlier. You don't really need to say Kaddish after Aleinu. It's a minig ba'alma. So therefore, it's not part of davening. So you don't say Kaddish after Aleinu. Mincha, as we learned, you say Ashrei with them, you say Kaddish after Ashrei. Shmoneh Esrei, you say Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei. The Kaddish is Kabbalah. These go together. If you don't have 10. But you don't say the Kaddish is Kabbalah if you start Ashrei with 10, but you start Chazos HaShatz with 10. You have to do Chazos HaShatz, as we learned as Shachris as well. Shachris, you have Baruch Hu is what defines. You saw Baruch Hu. If you did Baruch Hu with 10, so then you can continue. Again, not really a big enough convenient for us because there's no Kaddish over there. We learned a few weeks ago that someone had told me maybe Kaddish Kaddish and Baruch Kvoid is maybe something you have to do 10, so that will be enough Kavina for us, not a big enough Kavina. And then Chazos HaShatz brings you until Kaddish Yiskabel, including the half a Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, that we have between Tachnun and Ashrei. That's all one big segment. All the Kaddish that come afterwards, after Aleinu, after Shishayim, that you don't say if you don't have 10. And that's really the way it's divided. So, again, you have to point out, if you have a 10 or close to 10, people leave and the minion is less than 10 now, there's a special klala that says, Oizu Hashem Yichlu, on these people. So a person should not do that unless his mom is talking about Pikoach Nefesh. You don't leave the minion before. There's a big discussion of place. What happens if a person is not supposed to be in the minion? He came there, And they told him, do me a favor, just come in to be mashal a minyan. So then most boys can agree that then you could leave. Because you're not part of the real minyan. You're just to be mashal. He did them a favor. But if you're part of the minyan, you start davening with them, then you have the problem of leaving the middle. Once a person left in the middle and made and did that, so now we always conclude that segment. You start with the minyan, it's considered to be the minyan did it. And you cool it, that segment. This really gives us a feeling of davening, because the davening is instituted with the minyan. And the minyan is what is how the davening is established to be davar shebekedusha. You can't do it without 10. But if I have 10 to start, it's as if Shekhinah came already. Now they left, it's still here. We still have that koyach hatzibur doesn't leave even when some people go out. You continue that segment, and each segment obviously is what we went through today. The Seder. So we'll stop over here. Well, that will end it. And Be'ez Hashem, next week, we're going to be learning the halachas of Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av and the halachas of Tisha B'Av that falls on a Thursday when you have Erev Shabbos afterwards.
Okay,
Shreya. B'Seder Rabbi Yisai, Kol Tuv. It's great to be together for Shir number 200. Continue Vayiter, B'Ez Hashem.
Don't forget to give me a shikunel to your father.
I will, B'Ez Hashem. It's so good to have her member for Eretz Yisrael.
The most of the first 150.
100%. 100%. Say the going.
Barry, nice to see you. Barry, nice to see you.
Yes, nice to see you.
Okay, looking good. Hatzlacha. You're in Bidud?
No.
I'm just kidding. We're in Bidud because we're in.